in the limelight.
Tech giants, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, have been working hand-in-hand with the Israeli regime to censor Palestinians trying to expose the regime's atrocities against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by the staff of Electronic Intifada, which is published under the heading Tech Giants Help Israeli Regime Muzzle Palestinians. Stay tuned for more. Benjamin Netanyahu sought to shut down all use of the popular video sharing apps in occupied Palestine last month. The attempt to censor these apps, details of which emerged recently, is one of a number of reported attempts by the Zionist regime to control social media content during last month's military assault on the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu tried to impose the blackout as the Israeli regime faced an international social media outcry over its 11-day attack on Gaza, which killed more than 250 Palestinians, and the violent repression by the Israeli regime police of Palestinian protests in occupied East Al-Quds. Benny Gantz, the war minister, also lobbied senior officials at Facebook to crack down on posts critical of the regime of Israel, labeling some apps incitement and support for terror. The tech giants responded by agreeing to act quickly and effectively, according to a statement from Gantz's office. The revelations follow widespread reports last month that the social media corporations regularly removed posts that refer to the Al-Quds neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, where the Israeli regime recently stepped up moves to force out Palestinian families and replace them with Jewish settlers. Social media users and digital rights organizations also reported censorship of posts about the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Al-Quds. The Israeli regime's success in manipulating social media last month follows warnings from Israeli human rights groups about the longer-term threat of Israeli censorship faced by Palestinians. Adala, a legal rights group in occupied Palestine, said the shadowy Israeli cyber unit, which works hand-in-hand with the tech giants like Facebook and Twitter, had been given a blank check to police social media and muzzle online dissent. The Zionist regime's Supreme Court ruled in April that the cyber unit could continue its often secretive operations from inside the Justice Ministry, arguing that its work contributed to national security. Since 2016, the cyber unit has removed many tens and, more likely, hundreds of thousands of Palestinian social media posts in collaboration with global tech corporations. The posts are erased without any legal oversight and usually without notifying users, Adala pointed out. In many cases, users' accounts are suspended or removed entirely, or access to whole websites blocked. The vast bulk of those being silenced are Palestinians, either those under a belligerent Israeli regime occupation. Examples in the Israeli regime media, however, suggest that the regime regularly targets posts critical of Zionist regime's belligerent occupation or express solidarity with Palestinians. In court, the Zionist regime officials defended their sweeping suppression of online content by arguing that ultimately social media companies like Google and Facebook were free to decide whether to accede to its request. However, Israeli regime officials have previously boasted that the tech giants almost always agree to remove whatever content the Israeli regime demands. In 2016, the Zionist regime justice ministry reported that Facebook and Google were complying with up to 95% of Israeli requests to delete content, almost all of it Palestinian. According to reliable sources, 80% of the Israeli regime's referrals for removing content relate to Facebook and its other major platform, Instagram, both of which are heavily used by Palestinians. The next most targeted site was YouTube, where Palestinians often post videos showing attacks by Jewish settlers illegally taking over Palestinian land or Israeli troops invading Palestinian communities. The accounts of Palestinian news agencies and journalists have also been repeatedly shut down. Human Rights Watch is among those who have criticized the Zionist regime for blurring the distinction between legitimate criticism made by Palestinians and incitement. By contrast, the Palestinian digital rights group PAMLA has noted, "The Israeli regime rarely takes action against Israeli Jews, even though they are responsible for posting racist material roughly every minute." And the politicized nature of the Israeli regime's crackdown on social media is often hard to disguise. In 2019, Hamla reported that fears over this online crackdown had left 2/3 of Palestinians worried about expressing their political views on social media. Other governments may look to the Israeli court's decision in April as further encouragement to adopt a more aggressive role in censoring online content. The UK, France, and the European Union already had their own cyber referral units, although unlike Israeli regimes, those units were explicitly authorized by legislation. In a sign that the Israeli regime's politicized approach to crushing online dissent could become normalized worldwide, an architect of Israeli regime's cyber unit was appointed to Facebook's new oversight board last year. Emmy Palmer was the Justice Ministry's Director General at the time the unit was established. The board is supposed to oversee what content should be allowed on Facebook and Instagram. The Zionist regime's cyber unit's increasing efforts to remove content from Palestinians are the latest stage in more than a decade of moves by the Israeli regime to control and manipulate its image online, as social media has become more central in most people's lives. The Zionist regime stepped up its digital activities after its large-scale attack on Gaza in late 2008 and early 2009, which killed large numbers of civilians, including children, and shocked much of the world. During the attack, the Israeli regime army established its own YouTube channel, the first army to do so, offering a model that the U.S. Army quickly sought to emulate. At the same time, tech-savvy youngsters were recruited to pose as ordinary web surfers as they secretly promoted foreign ministry talking points. Several cyber warrior teams established in the following years, including one that recruited former officers from the Israeli regime's military spying unit, 802. In Gaza, demonstrators have accused the Facebook and Twitter of being another face of occupation. Google and Apple have also faced a wave of criticism for colluding in the Israeli regime's policy seeking to erase Palestinians' visible presence in their homeland. The tech companies have failed to identify many Palestinian villages in the West Bank on their online maps and GPS services while highlighting illegal Jewish settlements. They have also refused to name the Palestinian territories as Palestine in accordance with Palestine's recognition by the United Nations, subordinating these areas under the title Israel.